Hello and welcome to Easiest Thing On podcast number 128. A rocking episode we've got this week. Lots of new tunes and a few old favourites as well. How do you think it's going so far? You know, I've been redoing the podcast in a slightly different way. Not so much talking, mixing the songs together, you know, all that kind of, like those kind of rich production values that you don't get. You don't get them on Radio 1 anymore, do you? Or Radio 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever. Anyway, let me know what you're thinking. I've got some plans coming up for the future. I'm sure we all have. But things to do with the podcast, because I'm going to be away in America. And then I've also got some guest hosts coming in soon. Anyway, I'll tell you a bit more about that later on, after we listen to Clockwise and Rich and Famous.
I'm gonna be a prolific writer. Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And that was Decode, If Only We Live to Tell the Tale, and preceded there, of course, by Clockwise and Rich and Famous. Now, one of the things I didn't tell you about at the top of the show was the fact that I am interviewing the Melodramas later on. Well, I've actually already interviewed them. I interviewed them a couple of months ago, but I'll tell you a bit more about that nearer the time. Other weekends, Facebook, I'll get loads of stuff from Facebook and Twitter. A guy called Calvin Roche, although I prefer to call him Calvin Roche, said, look, I'm just editing a video. Has anyone got any idea what sort of editing software I can use? And I sort of made a few suggestions, some other people made a few other suggestions, and he edited a video, which is very nice. And afterwards, I said, why don't you send me the track? And he did. This is it. This is Calvin Roche and Fly to You.
Why? You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good.
Don't take me for another fool now, don't. You've gone and broken every rule now, don't. You walk away and you think you're cool, well, don't. You didn't have to be that cruel, cause I, strong as I am, fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't, you're never just another bird, no, don't. You and me, it's just absurd, no, don't. Don't you say another word, no, don't. You get no points for coming third, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Cause I, strong as I am, the fear falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't, say you want me as I am. No, don't. I try to do the best I can. Well, don't let you see that I'm the man. No, don't. That wasn't ever in the plan. 'Cause I'm strong as I am. The fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't dream for things that might come true. Well, don't tell me that you want me to. Well, don't, not till you and him are through. Well, don't, 'cause I could really fall for you. And I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. I, as strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Good. Yeah, that was, we started off with Fly To You with Calvin Roche, and then Burning Shapes. I think it's the new single from Burning Shapes, someone else's words. Very nice song indeed. And one of my songs, it's still in the demo phase because I just haven't got round to recording it proper. I ain't got around to recording it proper yet, but I will do, and it'll be all nice and lovely, and will appear on some EP or whatever. A few months ago, I did a bit of hosting at the Brook in Southampton. It's one of the premier venues in Southampton, and one of the bands that were playing that night was Melodramas, and I interviewed them, along with a few other bands as well. Remember, I interviewed a band called Cut Corners, and also Sean McGowan, but I also interviewed them, and I said, oh yeah, make sure you send me a track, because then I can, you know, play the track and do the interview and stuff. And I said, yeah, sure, Nick, off we go, and they didn't send me a track. But in the week, last week, I managed to catch up with Mark Smutsmith, who bought one of my tickets for my gig, which there are still a few left. You swines, come and see me in Winchester. It's my last gig in the South for a very long time, because I'm off doing lots of things to do with the Olympics and Isle of Wight and all that sort of stuff in my professional capacity, which begins shortly. But anyway, in the meantime, I shall play this interview that I recorded a while ago, and I'll finish it off with one of their tracks as well. Now, when I spoke to Mark, he said, oh yeah, can you play Kids? That's the important single that we want you to hear, so we're all on message. All on message, boys, okay? So anyway, the Melodramas. So, I'm in the dressing room. That's not a dressing room, is it? Well, we call it a green room. Let's call it the green room. With Melodramas. And just, let's do that lovely fan thing and say, can you just quickly introduce yourself and say what you do?
Hi, I'm Rob. I play guitar.
I'm Matt. I sing and play a little bit of keys.
And I'm Greg and I play bass.
Brilliant. Okay. And so you're here to sort of push your new CD, which is called Kid.
Yeah, it's the Kids EP. And last year we recorded a bunch of tracks with Sam Williams, who did all the Supergrass stuff, and these are the first tracks from us working with him, and it's four tracks: Kids, Elephant, Three Crosses and Beetlejuice, and just doing a selection of dates around the South Coast this week, and tonight we're at the Brook.
Lovely. So you're from sort of this area, not quite Southampton, but you're Portsmouth guys?
Yeah, we're kind of a little bit dotted around Portsmouth, Southampton, and kind of, we all kind of congregate kind of Portsmouth Gosport way, really.
Mm-hmm. So do you still live around here?
I'm in Gosport. Uh-huh. And I think, well, we're all kind of in Gosport.
Yeah,
at the moment,
I'm in Gosport.
But when we first met, I was Portsmouth, Greg was Southampton, but yeah, we kind of ended up in Gosport for God knows what reason.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dead end town, and I mean that because it's like you get to Gosport and it's like, oh okay.
It's the end of a road, yeah.
Kind of falls off the end.
You can all play football there.
I think it's so nothing else distracts us from band practice because there's literally nothing else going yeah. on, really.
There's a cram bingo.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So oh, well. We might get a bingo addiction.
Yeah. But you've been doing a lot of stuff out in the Far East.
Yeah, that's right. We teamed up with Tiger Beer and we were fortunate to do some rather far out shows with them. We played in Vietnam and Cambodia and China. And yeah, they were really good fun, obviously.
Yeah. So how does it compare? I won't say the people or the audiences because that's like a trite question, but how does it compare, like the preparation you do before a gig? Like we're sitting here quite British, really. It should be a cup of tea here.
I mean, yeah. Oh, we'll have a cup of tea a moment ago.
Yeah. Oh, good. And so it's like going to go downstairs. It's going to be quite nice. It's going to be, you know, like a normal sort of like British crowd and stuff. But how does that compare to preparations before a gig in, say, Cambodia?
I think maybe it's a little bit more nerve-wracking over there because you're having to deal with the whole difference in culture as well. Like, none of us had been over to that part of the world before. And then we were sent over there to play a bunch of gigs in front of quite a lot of people. So, but as in preparation-wise, I don't really think it changes that much for us, really. I mean, you say it's quite British and civilised. We don't really kind of go hell for leather drinking.
Well, I mean the situation that we're in now. It's, yeah. like it's here and it's quiet.
Yeah,
but if you're playing in another place where there's lots of people, is there lots of people fussing around you, or are you kind of left your own devices, or is it...
There's been a bit of fussing, and depends like what the gig is. If there's like quite a few people working at the gig and they all feel that they've got to do something, then they all try and do something. But it's really, we're not that high maintenance, really. To be honest.
Turn up, guitar.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sing a few songs,
yeah,
bring a few beers, go home.
It's good, yeah, that's the routine.
Yeah. So you're going back out there again, or is that like a period that you've sort of they've done that and you're going to go back out there at some point?
Well, no,
was it an ongoing thing?
Well, the last thing we did out there is that we kind of had a little gradual transition. So we did all the Tiger stuff, and then we went, for the last time we went out initially for Tiger, but through the contacts we made in the countries we've been to before, we started putting on our own shows. So we kind of got a little bit of independence out there. So when the time's right and kind of the money's there, then we will go out and do some more things out there. But recently, I say we've been fortunate to record with Sam, who's a bit of a hero of ours. So we've kind of just concentrated all our kind of time and resources on that, really.
Mm. So I was looking at your Facebook page today, and you've got some other bits and pieces. What sort of social media do you use? You use the internet. I mean, it's one of the...
Greg uses Twitter. Do you know about that? I don't.
We do a lot of the tweeting on the band, which is at Melodramas Band, because obviously that's kind of the new medium. I think a lot of people are, whether that's businesses, bands, companies, you know, just individual people, celebrities, they're all pushing Twitter nowadays. It's a good platform of interaction, because I think when you've got band websites and Facebooks, so you don't know who's at the other end of it. It's just a computer or a team, whereas I think Twitter's very personal.
Mm.
So anyone can contact us, and I mean, obviously, you know, the grand scheme of things at this moment, we are just, you know, normal people in a band, but you know, you can contact your heroes and people like that, and occasionally you know, like I think Scott Ian from Anthrax replied to one of our tweets, and you know, you get a few different odds and sods like that, and it's a good way of interacting with everyone. It's a good way of getting your message out.
Yeah,
because if you email, like, it's a really strange difference. If you email someone, you're not going to hear back to them, but if you do tweet them, then you've got a much higher chance of them actually kind of engaging with you.
It's a lot more personal. I love Twitter. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, what's this Twitter thing? Mm. I love it. I'm all over it. I think it's fantastic. Something I've never do in interviews, and when I've done an interview, I always think, oh, I wanted to ask that question. What's your guitar?
My guitar?
Yeah.
I've got a Gibson 335 at the moment, and I'm borrowing Greg's Les Paul Custom as well.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, nice couple of Gibsons going
So, what's your instrument of choice? Like, you're going out and you're playing tonight, so...
I'm going to use the 335 tonight, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'll sort of switch up between the two of them, but the 335's got a bit of top-end bite to it. It really, really growls, especially if you've got a little Fender... Blues Deluxe, Hot Rod Deluxe, one of those, and a Tube Screamer, and fantastic. So anything with Gibson or Fender written on it, you can't go too far wrong.
And yourself?
I've got a Fender Mexican Jazz Bass.
Oh, nice.
And kind of hit with the maple neck on that one. I've much further feel and the tone you get out of a maple neck. And then I've got a monstrous Ampeg stack. I've got the SVT VR. And
lovingly named Bob and Andy.
Yeah, we got Andy. Andy's the head and Bob's the bottom part of the business end, and it's one of those things. I think for the music we play, it really fits. bits as well, because it gives you a lot of low end punch.
Is it four by four? Yeah, four by ten.
So it kind of it's one of those kind of sounds. So not only can you hear it, but it really kind of hits you in the chest. It's a real powerful sound, and it helps really groove in with the drums.
Mm. We recorded when we were recording with Sam Williams. He's got the biggest Ampeg stack you've ever seen in your life. And after we heard that and recorded through that, we're like, well, that's it. We have to have one.
There's no going back after that, unfortunately. So, good few months of work and saving. And then
chiropractor bills.
Yeah.
So, SM58?
Sorry. It's the mic of dreams, really.
The Casio 17.
The keyboard from Argus as well. But the dream.
There is an SM58A, isn't there?
I'm no expert. As long as it's got a long XLR lead and I'm quite happy, and a boom that works, then I'm a happy lad. So that's fine.
Brilliant. So what sort of thing? How long is your set going to be tonight?
Playing for half hour tonight.
Yeah.
We've been playing for half hour on all the dates. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to play any longer anyway, because it's, even when we get the choice to play a bit longer, I think if someone's seeing a band that, although we're releasing this via a label and all that, if most people haven't heard of the band, then I think half an hour is enough for kind of music that you haven't heard before.
And you want to hear you again.
Yeah, exactly.
So, keep it short and sweet, leave them wanting more rather than overstaying your welcome, definitely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, happy for a good gig tonight, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, cheers. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you. everybody. This is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. That's the one he's going to use.
Beautiful. Well, that's that done and dusted then, isn't it? I like it when a whole plan comes together and we've got all the interviews. They're all done now. They're all gone out the window. Right, well, let me give you a little bit of news about what's going on because I'm about halfway through now. Now, as you may or may not know, I shall be leaving my job shortly, well, at the end of June anyway. And after that, I shall be jetting off to the Americas. Don't burgle my house on my way, please. While I'm away, what I decided to do was to put out 3 old podcasts. Because I've been at this for a couple of years now. And I thought I'd put out some of the old ones. Some of the old ones to bring back a few memories for us all. And I'll do that. I thought that takes up about 3 weeks. But then when I get back, I've got a little bit of time when I'm here. But then I'm off being a professional musician for a month or so, because that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be being a professional musician and also giving talks about how you can make money out of music. No, really, you really can make money out of music. And when I get back, you will not believe the difference in the podcast, because I'll be plugging that to the max, baby. Plugging that, all that sort of making money and all that sort of stuff. I probably won't be. I don't know. Who knows what I'm going to do? Anyway, so 3 old podcasts. We're going to do those first. And then after that, I'm going to be away doing professional musician-y thingies. So I'm not going to be around much, although I will be doing a few. But anyway, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I've put out a little call on Amped. And if you haven't heard of Amped, it's the Association of Music Podcasters. And I said, look, guys, I'm going away for some time. How do you fancy doing some guest hosting on my podcast? Just like they do in the grown-up radio stuff. And they said yes, which is great. So I've got Graham Holland from It's a Frog's Life acoustic music podcast. He's from Liverpool. And I've got Dave and... oh, God, what's that bloody name? Dave and Caroline. Yeah, Dave and Caroline from up north, from It's a Bug's Life podcast. They are going to make... Is this thing on podcast? It's like I'm leaving my baby in their hands, and I'm giving them all my music because I'm going to burn it all onto DVDs for them, as well as the all the jingles and things, and then I'm going to give them the keys to the flat, and then they can let themselves in. This is figuratively speaking, the podcast, and they're going to post up podcasts, and I'm going to be away doing things. I'm going to be down in Weymouth for the fortnight of the Olympics. I'm going to be doing that. I don't know exactly how long I'm going to be down there for, but I'm going to be down there for a time, hopefully. So I'll be doing that gubbins, and then I come back from that, and almost straight away I'll back for a couple of days, and I'm going to the Isle of Wight because there's an Isle of Wight Fringe Festival that I'll be doing from the 15th to the 20th of August. And after that, I'm back. I'm doing a little Bristol tour. But I'll tell you about that when I get back. Hopefully. I don't know. Because as I'm away and doing things, I'm going to have to accept things as and when they come up. Because that's what happens. You just accept things. So, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Is there any money? Is there any money in this, please? And, yeah, then I'll go and play for money and stuff. Which is all very exciting. And to be honest with you, I can't fucking wait. I really, really can't wait. I'm very, very excited. The most excited I've ever been in my life. Except when I got married, of course. Yes, dear. So, yeah, we've got Dave and Caroline from the What's His Name podcast. What did I call it a minute ago? Oh, yeah, Bug's Life. Not Bugs. Yeah, Bug's Life. Bug's Life podcast. Very experienced podcasters. They do it properly. They'll have show notes that, you know, and they'll look at the tracks and they'll go, and this is from a band called so-and-so, and they're from so-and-so. So, like, they'll do it all properly. And Graham Holland, exactly the same. They do it properly. They don't just throw it all together like I do. And hopefully it comes out well the other end. They do it all differently. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of my news. Let's play you some music. I'm going to take things down a little bit. Last week I was chatting to a friend of mine, what I call him friend, Malcolm Shipp from the wonderful Seend Festival and Seend Acoustic Club, and he said, "Yeah, he says I got a recording of Jess." I said, "J Jess Vincent. He went, yeah. I said, what's it like then? I said, he said, it's great. It's Sweet William. And this song, Sweet William, I might have mentioned it in a podcast previously. I might have mentioned it in talking to somebody. I'm not too sure. But I heard this song a couple of months ago at the Acoustic Club in Scene, which is in Trowbridge, which is near, if you don't know where it is, it's near Stonehenge. It's near Stonehenge's club. And I heard this song and I thought, do you know what? I think this is one of the most perfect songs I've ever heard. I don't know. There's not many of them. But this is amazing. So anyway, he sent me this song and I'm going to play it to you. And listen to this. This is Jess Vincent and Sweet William. And I don't know if anyone else has played this yet because it's just been recorded on a simple machine. I don't know. Anyway, look, let's get on with it. This is it. This is Jess Vincent and Sweet William. And it's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
it straight up down the line, but I'm sick of your advice time after time.
Mama say oh, Mama say told us so. Brother, stay home. Brother, stay home. Brother, stay. Superficial speech and a late night cry. I feel your love, but it's lost, and I don't know why. Brother, stay home. Brother, stay
shot us all down, oh man,
oh man,
turn the illusion around.
Love will play on, love will play on. Ooh, I'm wondering why. Ooh, I'm wondering why. Ooh, I'm wondering why. Just goes to show.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Don't give up on me. don't you ever weep.
Lovely, that was gorgeous. That was David Hagen and I Am King. When I first heard that last week, I just thought, oh wow, just kind of hits you straight in the, do you know what I mean? It just keeps your attention beautifully. Before that was Sons of Dark Horses and, what's it called? Sons of Dark Horses, it's on my list here somewhere. Dark Horses. Wondering Why. Great. Just great music. I thought I'd bring it down a little bit. Now, it looks like, what we're up to now, we're up to like 50 minutes. I've only got time for a few more tracks. Now, I'm just looking at what I've got. I've got six tracks lined up. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get all of these in time. So, what should I still do next? I know what I'll do. I'll play the Wilton Project next. This is a great little track. Where is it on my list? Here we go. So, you won't get any of this with the crew from the Budcast. See, look, they can probably say Budcast properly and everything. Where is it? David Hagen, I'm King, we've just done that. Wilton Project, where have I got it? The Wilton Project. Oh yeah, what's it called? All in a Dread? Is it All in a Dread? No, I can't be right, can it? I'll have a look what it is in a minute. Hang on, have a listen to this anyway. It's the Wilton Project. Dream, it's all in a dream.
Can anybody really tell when you're dreaming what you feel? Sky is falling out of. Sleep your is falling out of love.
That beautiful, wasn't that beautiful? That was the Wilton Project and All in a Dream. See, dream. Right, yes, I've got two more tracks to play you to finish off the podcast this week. And just to say, and I know I probably haven't banged on about this for a while. I haven't banged on about much at all, really. I don't know if you've noticed that I've been changing the format of the podcast a little bit to make it a little bit more music heavy and not so much sort of like song, me whittling on about some old bollocks, and then a song, and then me whittling on about some old bollocks. So I will still whitter on about some old bollocks at some point, but I'll try and keep it to a minimum. I get very little feedback from people, but that's kind of okay. I did get a nice thing back from what's her name today. When did I get it? Let me have a little look at this, because this is worth getting. From Jane Belinda. Holy shit, you do not know how much I missed you. Hoping to catch up on podcasts real soon. I think I went to the ocean floor and back. Well, Jane Belinda, I'm bloody glad you're black. You're black? I'm bloody glad you are back, darling, because it's lovely to see you, and it's lovely to see anybody. And hopefully I will catch up with you next week. I'll try and get things done a little bit earlier, I think. And leaving all this to the last minute, I should really start doing this on a Friday, shouldn't I? Anyway, I'm going to finish up with two songs today. And those two songs are, the one I'm going to play you next is the one and only, which is a great little track called Come Around. And I'm going to finish off with Tom Cross and Standing on the Edge of the World, which is a very fine tune. So that's all from me this week, and I will speak to you again next week.
Hi, this is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Nick_Tan@twitter.com.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?